This is Vatican Radio. Among those to welcome Pope Francis to the Umbrian hilltop town of Assisi on Friday, 4th of October, was the Minister General of the Friars Minor of the Franciscan Order, Brother Michael Anthony Perry. Brother Perry did so at the Church of San Damiano, where he specifies, in one sense, the journey of St. Francis began. Earlier in the week, Linda Bordoni went round to call on him in an effort to better understand the significance of the Holy Father's visit to the town of St. Francis. Brother Perry began by telling her how the Pope was not going there alone. Stay tuned.
Our Holy Father, Pope Francis, is not going alone. He's going with the commission that's looking at needed changes that within the Vatican, within the Church. And so I think this is very significant that he is going together with these cardinals who are members of this special commission, and they will begin, as perhaps the journey of Francis begins in one sense, it begins with the experience at San Damiano.
You are going to be at San Damiano to welcome the Pope in a very symbolic venue. Why is San Damiano so important?
In case some people don't know, San Damiano was the place where Francis, in a sense, began to try to understand what it was that God was calling him to. He experienced a tremendous upheaval in his own personal life and a process of, I would say, inner reflection and depression and changes, a number of changes that led him on a spiritual journey. The beauty of his life is that San Damiano, it was the beginning, and we know that he died at the Porzioncola, which is also in Assisi. And so we get a chance, the Pope will end his visit at the Porzioncola. And so he's going to retrace, in a sense, the spiritual journey of Francis. I think this is important because he's also going to encounter the poor and the sick of Assisi, so that he's not going for a big event to celebrate the story of Francis, who died on the 4th of October and traditionally has celebrated the feast of his death. He's going to announce to the world, I think, this Pope, that the message of Francis, the pilgrimage that Francis made in his life, is a pilgrimage that all human beings are invited to undertake, and that the Pope himself, with the leaders of the Church who are looking at taking steps to improve and to change the Church according to the Spirit of God, that they're going to begin this pilgrimage together in Assisi. Again, I'll return to San Damiano. There are two reasons why I think San Damiano is significant. First, Francis goes and encounters, has an experience of God alive. The first time, perhaps, in his life, not the first religious experience or the first church experience, but probably the first time that he could name in for himself God alive in his life and in the world. And the immediate thing that happens after that is Francis encounters the leper, so that the cross is tied with suffering humanity, with people who are fleeing for their lives, people who are lost, people who have no sense of meaning, people who are addicted in one form or another. And so God leads Francis to the encounter with Jesus alive for the world, and leads Francis to an experience with a human person suffering, so that Francis could understand this is God's commitment to the world. Jesus has come to heal and restore. And that's the significance of San Damiano, to heal and to restore not just the Church, but humanity.
It's where Francis actually heard the Lord asking him to rebuild his church. So that's another reading which could be very interesting in this particular moment. You're going to be at San Damiano, as we said, you're going to be greeting the Pope. What are you going to be asking him?
That's a very good question. Anybody who's listening could imagine, how does one greet and welcome the Pope? I will welcome him as a disciple of Jesus. I will welcome him as a pilgrim, a spiritual pilgrim, who is coming to deepen his own experience of the living God. I will welcome him as someone who has demonstrated in his own life that he has been able to see through the cross of Jesus. He has been able to recognize and reach out to broken humanity. And so I will welcome the Pope who has this vision of the world. And I hope to convey to the Holy Father that this is a commitment that I make personally, that we make personally as Franciscans, but we see this as something to which all of humanity is being called. All of us, irrespective of our faith backgrounds, our religious, our sensitivities, all of us are being called to help rebuild humanity and to allow humanity to assume or reassume its dignity. The dignity for us believers comes from Jesus, comes from the experience of God, that we are all created in the image of God. That's for us believers. But even for those who do not believe, they're invited into this same process, this same journey, if you will, to restore humanity. And so I suppose that in welcoming the Pope, in a sense, I'm making a promise that we Franciscans will do an even greater job of trying to assume what Francis received as his message, what God is offering to all of humanity, that we will take this more seriously and try to embrace it ourselves so that as we embrace the world, we might also experience the greater embrace of God for us.
Now, the fact that Cardinal Bergoglio chose the name Francis is a message in itself, and it's a message that probably Franciscans feel even closer to their hearts. Do you expect him to be challenging you in any way?
I expect that he will. He already is, just by his example. For anyone who's had a chance, I think journalists have helped us, but to go back and look and see who this man was, who is this Bergoglio before becoming Pope Francis? And I think the one thing we recognize is what he is doing now is simply a continuation of what he has done in the course of his life. He has allowed himself to enter into the mystery of God and into the suffering of humanity. And those two things have transformed his life. And so I would expect nothing less. I'm already challenged beyond imagination by who he is and what he does. And I think other Franciscans, be it Friar Minor, be it any member of the Franciscan family, the secular Franciscans, our brothers and sisters who are Anglican, etc., all of us, I think, are challenged by the example that he has given. The words we can multiply, we can multiply words by millions. Those are not things that necessarily change. It's the quality of the example that we live in our lives. And so already the Pope has already gotten to San Damiano. He's already left his message. Now he's going to come and share with us perhaps some other thoughts, and who knows what he's going to share with us. I've told the brothers at a meeting here in our house last night, we better brace ourselves for the challenge that this Pope is going to give to all of us and to the entire world.
See, the beginning of his papacy, in a temporal sense, more or less coincides with the beginning of your new role as Minister General of the Franciscans. His example and his way, is it going to influence the way that you live your responsibility as Minister General of the Franciscans?
Certainly, reflecting on his life, on his image and vision of God, and his image and vision of humanity, it's already given me tremendous food for thought. Although I think it would be probably also fair to say that, as you mentioned, the experience of having worked and lived in countries and having visited and experienced with people running for their lives in South Sudan, in Darfur, in Eastern Congo, experiencing shelling and bombing in Angola and in Burundi, having listened to the stories of women and men and children who either lost loved ones or participated in some way in the genocide in Rwanda, having been in Sierra Leone and in Liberia during and after the consequences of war, and listening to people's stories of faith in the midst of all of these desperate situations, I would say my life is already transformed. And so what Africa and other parts of the world have done to my own spiritual journey, the Pope compliments and challenges me personally to go even further, and I think to invite the brothers of the Franciscan Order and all members of the Franciscan family, for all of us together, to step out in faith in a new way, with new courage and conviction, and also with joy.
And our thanks there go to the Minister General of the Friars Minor of the Franciscan Order, Brother Michael Anthony Perry, and of course to Linda Bordoni.